So Mura says like this now. Lema, let's say, ho Rebbe, ho Rabbonin. Rashi says, Lema, ho diktoni chayovim that they're all chayav Rebbe. The Yomali Agavichai Babar Tisha, ho yov yovet by Shir Nizokin, to have a shutub in Nizokin, ho yov yikamo Shir Misa, have a kula shutub in Dashlum Misa. Let's say the first price that says, this last price that says all of them are chayav, all three of them, goes according to Rebbe, that held before by Nizokim, the first and second one are both chayav. See here also, for Misa, they're all chayav, because both of them made a shear of Yitzvachim. And ho Rabbonin, Trashi, ho diktoni achron chayav, one of the last one, not the first one, goes according to Rabbonin, that make this Rosh ish echad v'loi shenayim. So the kitzur really is a machlokes here. If you have dig a bar, 10, then 20, then 30, is all three chayav, or only the last one chayav? So let's say the one that says all of them goes according to Rebbe. The one that says only the last one goes according to Rabbonin. Someone says, no, Omer Rav Zvid. Could be both prices go according to Rabbanan. At kan like Rabbanan achron chayiv. When the Rabbanan say only the last one is chayiv, halahechad lo yovet kama shir misa. Where the first one did not make a shir misa, only the second one made the shir misa. Then the second one is chayiv. He took away the first one's misa. Halahechad lo yovet kama shir misa. But maybe here where the first one dug it yutvachim deep, he made a bar of a shir misa. So then maybe I feel the Rabbanan made the kula chayavim. Maybe even the Rabbanan also agree when the second one now makes 20 tefachim deep, he's not taking away the first one's actions, he's only like adding another bar here. So maybe even the Rabbanan also could agree that both chayiv. For the Gemara of Osayid the Kayin, the last case it was, where first the bar was very wide, and then he smeared on the sides to make it a little narrower. The Kovit Kama Shir Misa. Here the first one made a nice wide bar, it was a shear to kill. Okotani, and it says now in the second one, made it narrower, so it says the Achron Chayiv, only the second one is chayiv. Why? Either who the first one already made it a shir misa, so why is the first one potter? I'm going to tell you like this. We're talking about since it was so wide at the beginning, if a bar is very wide, the air is normal there. So the hevel doesn't kill yet. Now when the second one came and made it narrower, he made the air there bad. So now the hevel could kill. So it's called the second one made it royal misa. That's why only the second one is chayiv, not the first one. But in the case where the first one made Yud, then the second one Chof, and the third one Lamed, that all three of them made their own shear of Misa, could be all three is Chayiv. Ika the army, some say like this. Ika the army, Omer Rav Zvid. Ho v'ho Rebbe. No, both these prices go according to Rebbe Shita. If so, Hach tiktoni kula chayavim shapir. The one that says when you dug 10, 20, 30, all three is Chayiv, it's very good. Since the first one made a shear Misa, and the second one made a shear Misa, that's like Rebbe Svara by Nizokin. The Rebbe says when one digs Yud, one digs 9, and the second one digs Yud, for Nizokin they're both chayiv, because both of them made a shear for Nizokin. So here that all three of them made a shear for Misa, it's a svara all three is chayiv. But ho diktoni achron chayiv, why does the bryse and one bryse say no, only the last one is chayiv? I'll tell you like this. Kagoyin shlohoye boy hevel ala Misa v'lel Nizokin. The first one dug a bore, maybe you tvachim deep, but it was very wide. So it was very wide, the air is normal air there. So we're going according to Rav Shita, that bor is chayiv for the hevel, and it was normal air, so that's why the first one is potter. The second one that came, the pshat is either he dug it to 20 tefachim, made it deeper, now that it's 20 tefachim deep, now the air is bare there. Now the hevel could kill. So that's the case, that's why the only last one is chayiv. Omar Rav, Rav says like this, Haniyah even al pi abor. If somebody puts a stone on top of a bor, and now from the top of the stone to the bottom of the bor, now it's yutfachim deep. In other words, the bor by itself was only 8 tefachim deep. Now somebody put a bor on top of the ditch, and now somebody stands on top of the stone, put a stone on top of the bor. So somebody stands on top of the stone now, he's yutfachim from the ground. So now an animal goes on top of the stone and falls down, who's chayiv? So I tell you, Rav says, "Bonin l'machlokes Rebbe v'Rabbanan." This Tonin l'machlokes Rebbe v'Rabbanan. That's called the first one only made it 8 tefachim, and the second one made it yutfachim. So according to Rebbe, they're both chayiv in the zokin. According to the Rebbe, according to the Rabbanan, only the second one is chayiv. For the Mavshit, of course, it's the same machlokes. It's the same thing as the first one dug 8 and the second one dug 2 more. So Mar says, "No." Mal the same. I would have thought to say, "Lamato hu to have all the day kokotulei." When the Rabbanan say only the second one is chayiv, when it digs downwards another 2. Because then the last one made real bad air there. The bottom, you two tefachim, that's the worst air. So the second one made it, that's why the second one is chayiv. Avol amala. But when the second one comes and puts a stone on top of the bor, the loy hev lo didei kokotol. And so it's not his air that's killing. Because the air is the same 8 tefachim that was there before. You just added now two tefachim upwards. But the bottom here, you didn't do anything to. Say Malay, maybe then the top one, the second one should not be chayiv. Kamash Malan. That's the Chiddush. No, still the second one is chayiv. Since Hila Maisa made it fit to kill now, therefore the second one is chayiv. Boy Rova. Rova asks a question like this. Tas tefach v'silak avon of maho. Tas tefach, Rashi says, Rashi says, Hachoyfe bor tes. First, the person dug a bore 9 tefachim deep. The achar hashlim le'asara. Then a second person came and dug it one more tefach, made it to 10. The chazar achron v'sosam. Then the second person came and stuffed it up again. The tefach that he took out, he put back in again. And now it's back to its original 9 tefachim deep. Is the second one still chayiv or no? Do we say what he did, he took away? Or no, once he dug it yud, he made the bore. It's called his bore. So the fact he only stuffed it up one tefach means nothing. It's still his bor. He'll be chayiv for the nezakin. That's the shaila. Boy Rova, taf tefach. You dug one more tefach deep. You made it into yud, the second one. V'silak avonav, and then he took away what he made. He put back in again. Mao, mi yarmen do we say my diyavet shakle? Whatever he did by making it yud tefachim deep, he took it away because he put back a tefach's worth of dirt. So the same way he found it, that's the way he left it. Or Duma maybe no, Nistanko Maisarishan. The fact he dug one more tefach down, he took away the first one's bor and it came into his bor. The Komalekula Bishusai. And now the whole bor was in his Rishus. So therefore he's chai for it. Covering up one tefach is not enough. Take it, the suffix. Faito, Omar Rabba Barbachon, Omar Shmuel, Bar Masa. Bor Shmoine. You have a bor that's 8 tefachim deep. O Mehen Shnei tefachim Mayim. The bottom 2 tefachim though is full of water. Chayiv. If a shore falls, the yechayiv if it dies. My time, what's the reason? Kol tefach demaya ketrei diyabosha. The water on the bottom is bad of it, like hevel, like 2 tefachim of ground. So true, it's only 8 tefachim deep. But since the bottom 2 tefachim is water, it's like 4 tefachim on the bottom. So up until the water is 6 tefachim. Those 2 tefachim of water is like 4 tefachim. So 6 and 4 is 10, that's why yechayiv. Now, Iboilo, I have a question like this though. Bor tisho mihem tefach echad mayim. You have a bor 9 tefachim deep, but the last tefach of it, like from 8 to 9, is water. Ma, what's the lacham? Mi yamri nekivun delay nafesh mayim les lehavola. Since it's only 1 tefach of water, maybe it's not like 2, maybe it's not so bad. It's not like you have 10 tefachim here. I do mekivun diyamek tva yis mehavola. But since it's 9 tefachim deep anyway, it's pretty deep, so therefore the 1 tefach of water maybe makes it still like 2 tefachim of air that you would be chayiv. Another shailer is bor shiva. Let's say you have a bor that's only 7 tefachim deep. Well, mehen shloisha tefachim. The last 3 tefachim of it, like from 4 to 7, is of water, mayim. Maho, mi yarmin and kivon. The nefesh shemay itzvei is behavla. Since you have 3 tefachim of water, now even more than 2, it makes it much worse. Or do we maybe know, kivon the lo yomak umka, since it's not so deep, it's only 7 tefachim deep, less behavla. It doesn't have enough air, dead air, to kill it. Take it, that's also suffered. Boy minei rav shizvi merabah. Harchivu maho. Let's say the second one came and made it wider. The first one made the bor even yutzfachim deep. The second one came now and made it wider. What's the locha? Omalei, haremiya tavola. Like he didn't do anything. He only took away the hevel, so he should be potter. He didn't do anything. Omalei, the other, he said back to him, no, Adram, just the opposite. Hare kirev hezekai. He made it easier for somebody to fall in. Like if it wouldn't have been so wide, the shore walking on top wouldn't have fallen in. Now that this guy widened it, he made it that now a shore walking on the street would fall in. So the second one should be chayiv. El rab like this. El om rabashi. Nechsi anan. Let's see. Ibi hav lamayis. If the animal died because of the air, hare miya tavola. The second one should be potter. He didn't do anything. He just made less bad air there. Ibi chavot lamayis. If the animal died because of the smack, the hit, hare kirev hazeiko. Then the second one caused it to fall in, then he'll be chayiv. Ik of the army something like this. Om Ravashi, Nechti Anan, let's see. Ime Higisa Nafla Rekirv Hazekam. If the shore fell in from the side that he widened, so then Avada, the second one, should be Chayiv. Since he widened it there, that's why the shore now walking on top fell in. If he wouldn't have made it wide there, it could be the shore wouldn't have fell in. But But if the shore fell on the other side of the board that he didn't touch, so the shore would have fell there anyway. What did he do? He just made it wider that the air is better. So he didn't do anything, so he should be potter. Itma would learn like this. Bor sha'oim ka karachba. Yeah, like a square bor. It's as deep as it's wide. So
So Rabbi Rabbi Yosef Yarma Tavaya Mishmei the Rabbi Barbachona, the Yama Mishmei the Rebbe, Mani, that Chadama once says, Li'erlam Yesh by Hevel, Ashe Roch by Yosef Olamkoi. A square still has Hevel to kill. If it's Yitzchokim deep, it would still kill until it's wider, more than it's deep. The Chadam once says no, Li'erlam ain't by Hevel, Ashe Oimko Yosef Roch, but once says no, it doesn't have bad air to kill until it has to be deeper than it's wider. If it's yutfachim wide and yutfachim deep, it won't kill. It's not vid air. It has to be yutfachim deep and 9.5 tfachim wide. But then the Mishnah says, overall of a rishon v'lo kisa. If the first owner passes by and doesn't cover it, then the second one passes by, the second one is chayiv. For the gemara of a rishon, yemisai nifter. Like, why is the first one potter? It's his bar, he also should have covered it. Rabbi Rabbi Yosef Yarmut Avayu, Mishmei the Rabbi Barachona, the other Mishmei the Rabbi Mani, that Chadama one says, Mishemanichoi Mishtamish. It's talking about the first one left when the second one was still using the bar. That's why he didn't have to cover it, because the second one was using it. The Chadama Mishayim Soloi Dalyev. That the first one is only potif when he leaves, he gives over the kisi of the bar to the second one. Like he tells him clearly, here, cover it. That's why the first one is potif. So Moses says, Katanoi, Yosef Nachlag Katanoim. Hamad la Mayim in a bar. Somebody's fetching water out of the bar. And his friend comes and says like this, Hanachli, let me work now. Vani adla, mayim, and let me take out water from the bor. So kivun shenicha mishtamish, if the first one left the second one working, pata, the first one is pata. It's not my achrayus to fill it up, the second one has to fill it up. Alright, turn over. That's what one says. No, the first one is only potter. He handed over the cover to the second one. But my commitment, what's the machlokes here? Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov sava yesh breira. We hold yesh breira. So if a haimah did they come amalav, or did they come out amalav? When both of them are fetching water, each one is like fetching his own water. We say yesh breira. So therefore, when the first one finishes, he has to put the cover on it. I don't care if the second one is working. The second one is working in his own water. But the first one finished with his water, he has to put his own cover on it. Therefore, he's only potter if he handed over the cover. Rabbon and Savri ain't Breira. No, ain't Breira. Therefore, they're both using the same water. So the first one left and the second one was using. The second one is using all the water, so he has to cover it. Om Ravina v'yozla tamar, they go according to that tam. That now we learned. Hashutfim shenodru hanozem izeh. Two shutfim made in Yisra Noah. The one can't have enjoyment from the other one. Asurunli konos lechotzer. They're not allowed to walk into the chotzer. Because the whole chotzer is also one to the other. However, blessed Ben Yaakov Aymano, we hold the yesh breira, and each one owns his portion of the field. Therefore, zeh nichlas atech shaloi, but zeh nichlas atech shaloi. Whoever walks in, each owner has the right to walk into this chotzer hashutfim. Because when he walks in, we say yesh breira, it's your field, it's your portion. And your portion you're allowed to enjoy. He can't ask for your portion. He can only ask his portion on you. So the mic, what's the machlokes over here? Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov sava yesh breira. We say yesh breira. When two people own the field of shutfis, each one walks into his own property. So therefore, ha'ilah d'nav she'ayim, ha'ilah d'nav she'ayim, each one's walking into his own property. Rabbon and Sabri no ain't breira. We don't know exactly which is your property. So if the other person said his property is also to you, you're not allowed to walk into this property. Because part of this property is also to you. We don't know which one, therefore you can't walk in. Amar Reb Loza, ha'moicheh bor lechaveru. Somebody sold the bor to his friend.